This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, with 3 days before Mr. Obama leaves office, he has commuted the sentence of one Chelsea Manning, better known as Bradley Manning. Yeah, the leaker for WikiLeaks. It wasn't the Russians. It was actually Chelsea Manning, which made me think when I heard the news that Edward Snowden and Bo Bergdahl, they need to change their genders ASAP. All right. Also, you know, we heard a lot of talk about how the Obama administration, you hear it often that the Obama administration, whatever its other failings, has been scandal-free, right? You hear that all the time. In fact, you just had Obama say that the other night on 60 Minutes, which, by the way, did you know this? He's been on 18 times in 8 years. That's quite a lot. I thought, I mean, that's, what does that average out to a year? Like, at least a couple a year, right? I mean, crazy. Anyway, Valerie Jarrett, the president's closest advisor, has said that Mr. Obama prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and hasn't done anything to embarrass himself. That's a quote from Valerie Jarrett. In reality, Mr. Obama has presided over some of the worst scandals of any president in recent decades, and here's just a partial list. State Department email. In an effort to evade federal open records laws, Mr. Obama's first Secretary of State, a woman by the name of Hillary Clinton, set up a private server, which she used exclusively to conduct official business, including communications with the president and the transmission of classified material. A federal criminal investigation produced no charges, but FBI Director James Comey reported that the secretary and her colleagues were extremely careless in handling national secrets. Operation Fast and Furious. The Obama Justice Department lost track of thousands of guns it had allowed to pass into the hands of suspected smugglers in the hope of tracing them to Mexican drug cartels. One of the guns was used in the fatal 2010 shooting of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Congress held then Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt when he refused to turn over documents about the operation. IRS abuses. Mr. Obama's Internal Revenue Service did something that even Richard Nixon could only dream of doing. It successfully targeted political opponents. The Justice Department then refused to enforce Congress's contempt citation against IRS's Lois Lerner, who refused to answer questions about her agency's misconduct. And, of course, Benghazi, Ambassador Chris Stevens, and three others were killed in an attack on a U.S. diplomatic compound in Libya. With less than 2 months to go before the 2012 election, the State Department falsely claimed the attack was not a terrorist attack, but a reaction to an anti-Muslim film. Emails from the secretary later showed that she knew the attack was terrorism. Justice Department's prosecutors even convinced a magistrate judge to jail the filmmaker. Hacking. Mr. Obama presided over the biggest data breach in the federal government's history at the Office of Personnel Management. The hack exposed the personnel files of millions of federal employees and may end up being used for everything from identity theft to blackmail and espionage. OPM Director Catherine Archuleta, the president's former political director, had been warned repeatedly that security deficiencies existed, but took no steps to fix them. The Veterans Affairs. At least 40 U.S. veterans died waiting for appointments at a Phoenix VA facility, many of whom had been on a secret waiting list, part of an effort to conceal that between 1,400 and 16 veterans were forced to wait months for appointments. A 2014 internal VA audit found 57,436 newly enrolled veterans facing a minimum 90-day wait for medical care. 63,869 veterans who enrolled over the past decade requesting an appointment that never happened. Even Mr. Obama admitted in November of 2016 that it was scandalous what happened, though minutes earlier he boasted that we will, knock on wood, leave this administration without significant scandal. All of these scandals were accompanied by a lack of transparency so severe that 47 of Mr. Obama's 73 inspectors general signed an open letter in 2014 decrying the administration's stonewalling for their investigations. One reason for Mr. Obama's penchant for secrecy is his habit of breaking rules. From not informing Congress of the dubious prisoner swap involving Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and the Taliban, to violating restrictions on cash transfers to Iran as part of a hostage release deal. The president's journalistic allies are happy to echo the scandal-free myth. In fact, Times' Joe Klein claims Mr. Obama has had absolutely no hint of scandal in his presidency. The media's failure to cover the administration, critically, has been the scandal in and of itself. But at least the president can't be blamed for that one. The reality is that this administration has been plagued with scandal. Oh, yeah, maybe there wasn't a sex scandal, but there sure were a lot of scandals in this administration. I think we tend to view scandals through this prism, where if it is sexual in nature, then, we remember that. But if you start explaining to somebody nuances, then their eyes glaze over. And so for the most part, I mean, look, I haven't even mentioned, there was Solyndra. There was so many that you get to the point where with Barack Obama, there were so many scandals that you forget them all. In fact, the fact that, Mr. Obama actually has the audacity to say that there are no scandals in his administration. It is like he is living in another world. Oh, yeah. Bizarro world. We'll be right back.
You made my soul suffer. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All right, there's a couple stories I want to comment on here. Okay, this was from over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal, the weekend edition. The The headline was this. Trump wants a flexible foreign policy. President-elect seeks to base relations on extent of cooperation by Russia and China. So, this is the front page article here. And it goes on to say, there's an article by Peter Nichols, Paul Beckett, and Damian Paletta. President-elect Donald Trump suggested he would be open to lifting sanctions on Russia and wasn't committed to a long-standing agreement with China over Taiwan. Two signs that he would use what leverage was available to realign the U.S. relationship with its two biggest global strategic rivals. In an hour-long interview, Mr. Trump said he would keep intact sanctions against Russia imposed by the Obama administration, at least for a period of time, but he said he wouldn't commit to he wouldn't commit to America's long-standing one China policy until he sees progress from Beijing in its currency and trade practices. Mr. Trump's desire to change relations between Washington and Moscow is one that several presidents have, of course, attempted, but have failed. Now, isn't that a good thing? The fact that he wants a flexible foreign policy, the fact that he is open to maybe other ways of thinking, the fact that he wants to have cooperation with Russia, wouldn't that make sense? You know, it's amazing to me how the media, and especially the those on the left, have basically been calling for the start of a new Cold War. I mean, this is a nuclear superpower. Why would we not try to get along with them? And I'll tell you why, because neocons in both parties don't want that. Now, here's another article. And just bear with me here, because I'm making a point here. This is from the Washington Post. European leaders shocked as Trump slams NATO and the EU. This is actually today. Washington Post. European leaders said Monday that they might have to stand without the United States once Trump enters office, raising the prospect of an unprecedented breach in transatlantic relations after Trump's comments about the European Union Trump's comments that the European Union is bound for a breakup and that NATO is obsolete. Okay. And they're freaking out about this. Number one, let me take this. The European Union is bound for a breakup. I have been saying this for a number of years. It is just a question of time before this kumbaya moment that was imposed upon by, of course, global elites over the people of Europe, which they never even, like, voted for anything. The fact that you see so many people in Europe that feel exact same way, that doesn't make Donald Trump an outlier. And also, this whole business of NATO. NATO is obsolete. NATO's 70 years old. NATO was basically formed in response to Russia after the Second World War and to keep Russia in check because of the new political order that emerged after World War II. So the article goes on to say that Trump said in a weekend interview with the Times of London and Germany's Bild newspaper that the 28-nation EU was a vehicle for German interests and said he was indifferent to the bloc's fate. He also said he was committed to European defense, even as he expressed skepticism about NATO's configuration. Okay, like that's crazy. Trump's attitudes have have alarmed Europe, which is facing a wave of elections this year in which anti-immigrant, Euro-skeptic leaders could gain power. I love how they couch it in anti-Euro-immigrant and Euro-skeptic. Instead of characterizing that is as follows. A populist movement, a nationalist movement. No, it's anti-immigrant. Euro-skeptic leaders. Euro-skeptic? Yeah, right. Because, again, the fact that you have tried to invoke this kumbaya deal, it was bound to fail. Because I would argue that everything is tribal. And to think that the Germans and the French, who have fought two world wars within a 100-year span, would all of a sudden join forces together. And what of the others in the European Union, like Portugal, Italy, Spain? What about them? Greece. They haven't at all contributed. You have basically Germany and France carrying everybody else. So at some point, it's obsolete. I mean, it's just a question of time. So what Donald Trump is saying is, hey, listen, you know, this thing is going to implode. So let's have some flexibility here. And that's all he's saying. But you would think that what he's saying is like insane. European leaders shocked as Trump slams NATO and the EU. Trump wants a flexible foreign policy. Oh my God, say it ain't so. It's crazy. Now, listen to this quote by Angela Merkel. We Europeans have our destiny in our own hands. Okay, what does that mean exactly? I like puppies. What about the children? Come on. All this comes in on the heels of this meeting in Davos. And I'm going to get to that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So there's all these articles right now because there is this World Economic Forum going on, right? Davos, Switzerland. All the world elites are gathered in Davos. The Wall Street Journal had a article. World Economic Forum, Outlook 2017. They had a whole special section of it today. The new landscape in the wake of a tumultuous year. Globalists survey a world of uncertainty. Oh no, say it ain't so, globalists. So there's this article written by a guy by the name of Stephen Fidler. And he writes, this year is different as the world's financial, corporate, and political elites gather this week for the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in the Swiss mountain resort of Davos. The global economic order is teetering. The question is whether it can be rescued. Oh my God. In 2016, history began another chapter. Donald Trump's U.S. election victory and Britain's decision to leave the European Union reversed a march towards ever closer global economic integration underway since the end of World War II. Across continental Europe, anti-establishment political movements have gained ground, fostered by an anemic recovery from the Eurozone's debt crisis that kept wages stagnant and unemployment high in many countries. See, that's the excuse they've given. Their influence could grow further with elections this year in France, Germany, the Netherlands, and possibly Italy. While many hail these developments as a sign of once disenfranchised people taking control of their destinies, others including those of the global elite gathered this week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, fret that these and other changes will be very, 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 very bad for globalists, of course. These developments risk unraveling international connections that have produced unprecedented wealth. Well, yes, they have, but they've only been able to benefit the global elites. They have not benefited the common man. So, the reason why I bring this up is, again, when you see all these different articles appearing, I know that when I see all this stuff, it immediately is like a red flag to me. And I say, okay, what are these guys up to? What are these globalists up to? Case in point, John Kerry. John Kerry, of course, is in Davos. John Kerry predicts that the Trump administration will last a year, 2 years, whatever. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, Secretary of State John Kerry said he does not believe that President-elect Donald Trump will repeal everything he says he will when his administration comes into power on Friday. But if he does, it will cause significant damage. Listen to Lurch.
Ultimately, that brought us to the table. People here, Mr. Secretary, myself included, who are walking around with a pit in their stomach, a fear that so many of the things you just articulated and achieved could be reversed in a week.
I don't believe they will be. I just don't believe that. I mean, take Iran, for instance. If the United States were to decide suddenly and say, hey, we're not going to pursue this and so forth, I'll bet you, I haven't talked to all of them, but I'll bet you that our friends and allies who negotiated this with us will get together and that Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain will say, you know what, this is a good deal, we're going to keep it. And Iran and the rest of them, and they will keep it. And we'll have made ourselves the odd person out. We'll have injured our own credibility.
All right, let me stop there. No, that's not what's going to happen. You idiots have been wrong in every turn here. Because you know why that happened with your administration, Lurch? Because nobody respected your administration. Nobody respected Barack Obama, okay? But there's a new sheriff in town now, buddy. I want you to listen to the rest of this.
The inconceivably irreparable way. Not irreparable. Things, time, and that's just too dramatic. But we will have done great injury to ourselves, and it will hurt for the endurance of you know a year, 2 years, whatever, while the administration is there. But it's unnecessary because
see, did you get that? He thinks that the administration is only going to be there a couple of years before something happens. You got that? He doesn't think it's going to last. He doesn't even think it's going to last even 4 years.
What? These people.
Not just there, but elsewhere in the world. Who think? Look at Russia today. Make any of you, and you do this, I know, an economic analysis of Russia. Not pretty analysis. In terms of the ruble, in terms of debt, in terms of investment in the future. Massive numbers of old people, the demographics. I mean, there are a lot of reasons to have serious concerns. Not about where they're going, so to say, focus on this westward stuff, but where they're going to go in the long run and what kind of, what that really represents. The sanctions worked, and we worked unbelievably hard to keep Europe united around those sanctions. And they have been. And so they didn't get lifted. And Minsk, I regret, has not been fully implemented, obviously. But I think it had an impact. We also engaged in the frontline state reassurance program for Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, etc.
All right, let me just tell you what exactly this means, okay? Let me translate for you. These people are on the run. They're on the run. The global elites are scared to death that Donald Trump is going to undo all their dirty deeds. That's what's going on here. They are so afraid of populism, of nationalism. They are freaking out because Donald Trump represents everything that scares the hell out of them. And that is people, the people rising up. Because look, without the electorate, these global elites wouldn't be in power. We give them the power that they have. It's not the other way around. And now people are starting to realize that throughout the world. That's why these people are on the run. And they're freaking out. So that's why you see now all these articles about this new political landscape. What's going to happen? The world is, there's a world of uncertainty going on. No, there's not. There's only a world of uncertainty for you. Because your days are numbered. Because you guys are done. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So it's been announced that Bob Beckel will be returning to The Five on Fox News. Of course, there is the issue that must be addressed almost from the moment that Beckel reappears on his old show, and it is the laughable, wrong predictions that Beckel was making on CNN in the months leading into the November elections. Now, let's go back in time. Bob Beckel was basically fired from Fox News. There were reports that, the official report was that Bob Beckel left because he had had back surgery and, he was taking pain pills and maybe he had to go to rehab. Okay? Now, Bob Beckel has made no secret of the fact that he's a dreadful alcoholic. Okay? He talks about it all the time. He talks about the fact that, he had to give up drinking. There were rumors that Bob Beckel was actually hitting the sauce again, and that's why Fox News got rid of him. But they've brought him back. But I haven't forgotten all the things he said. In fact, I want you to listen to this little ditty that we put together for you of Bob Beckel.
All new games near the end of this process, but in the end, the best-selling Halloween mask this October will be Donald Trump's face. You go into a college, campus, and mentioned people fled for the woodwork. She will remind me. I said this. You can run this tape. She will crush him. I mean, she could crush him from jail.
Okay, Bob, we are running the tape, and you're wrong.
Say one thing only, and that is that this race is over. Tomorrow morning, the money will dry up. The Republicans will start to hide. Trump has no place to go. This race, effectively, as of tonight, is no longer a presidential race.
By the way, he said this after the Billy Bush tape came out.
Yeah, I mean, everything I know about presidential politics, and I've been through five of them, I've never seen one like this. This race is over. You might as well accept it. And the question now is, how do you minimize damage?
Nobody believes it's feasible to build a wall through that entire area. Trump has said it because it got him some votes during the primaries. He has no idea what he's talking about. He has no immigration policy. And now he's trying to cozy up the people who think he ought to move to the center. If he thinks he can get one Hispanic vote out of this, he's crazy. They're going to beat him like a drum.
They're going to beat him like a drum. But that didn't happen, did it? Because Trump actually got more Hispanic votes than Mitt Romney or John McCain.
I mean, what about sympathy for people who are waiting all over the globe to come to America the right way?
Wait a minute.
What about sympathy for those people who are being cheated by people who illegally came here?
Okay.
Why don't we talk about those people?
Andy, you know something? I've about had it with you people suggesting that those of us on the left or Democrats are in favor of people who come into this country and commit crimes. We are not.
Good to see you. Well,
thank you.
So, what does today mean to you?
Well, you know, I've been through so many of these, and it really is. I mean, you have to say about this one is I've never seen anything quite like it. I live in the world of numbers a lot, and I look at demographics, and I look at switch people that have moved there.
Dude, have another cocktail.
Alliances around, and it's a tough one to call in a whole lot of ways. I mean, I don't have any doubt about what's going to happen at the presidential level.
You don't?
No, not at all.
What do you think's going to happen?
On a scale of 1 to 100?
Yeah.
I think Trump's got a 1%, maybe 2% chance.
But why are your numbers so different than some polls in North Carolina and Florida?
Because I'm like a lot of people. I actually spent time. I was in bed for 4 weeks with nothing to do, so I called. North Carolina is one of the big secrets for Clinton. It's the best organization I've ever seen.
All right, CNN now projects that Donald Trump will carry the state of North Carolina with its 15 electoral votes, another important win for Donald Trump in the state of North Carolina.
Oh, but Bob Beckel had, like, inside information, right?
93%.
We're going to make this decision now. The Fox News decision desk has called Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States, winning the most unreal, surreal election we have ever seen. His candidacy starting on an escalator ride 1 year ago.
Oh, we can put that in the vault of all the people that said, oh, yeah, Hillary's definitely gonna win, right? Yeah. In fact, here's a little bonus coverage for you. Here's Hillary's supporters crying when they realize that the White House is slipping away. Listen. Wait a minute. Here we go. Give me 1 second here. All right. This is, here we go. You're gonna love this one. I could listen to this 100 times.
You at Clinton headquarters, obviously reacting to that news in Florida. Long faces at this viewing party here. This is Clinton headquarters in New York. Andrea Mitchell, she is there. Andrea?
Well, you're showing the faces the stunning information as it's been progressing here of Donald Trump winning Iowa, which was pretty much anticipated, and Florida. But this is such a narrow path. And for all this time, we've been talking about the multiple paths that she had and the narrow path that he had. And clearly that was a misjudgment by all of the conventional wisdom. So pollsters missed it. Correspondents missed it. All of the analysis. The focus on the early vote, which was clearly misplaced because we were attributing too much weight to the early vote and not counting what was still out there.
Andrea Mitchell at the Clinton headquarters, where there has been a sharp reaction to that news that Florida has gone to Donald Trump. It is the opposite reaction, I can assure you, at the Trump headquarters. That's where Katie Turr is now. Katie?
Going through some of the exit polling data, and you came across something fascinating.
Well, this is fascinating. One of the swing groups that we have been watching in this election is suburban women who swung from Bush to Rom, excuse me, from Obama won them in the last election, and we were wondering where they would go.
Hillary Clinton was in Wisconsin, we just checked, was April 2nd, 7 months ago. So a tight race here really was not on the campaign's radar screen at all. Now, the Clinton campaign itself was very chatty earlier in the night. They've gotten quite quite quiet, but I did manage to get through to a Clinton aide a short time ago who says that they do...
With its, what, four electoral votes. But, I mean, there are many ways now. I'm not many, but... a number of ways now that Donald...
It is absolutely the opposite reaction. They're chanting USA, USA, USA here. The mood only grows happier by the minute.
That was election night. And it was, I'm sure it was the Russians, you know. Because, come on, you won the popular vote, man. Come on. There's no way. He's going to get to 270. You remember that? Uh-huh. No way. No way. Come on. He's got such a narrow path. Remember that? I mean, there's all these ways for Hillary to win, but there's absolutely no way that Donald Trump could win this. His path is way too narrow. Remember that? Oh, the polls have her way ahead. Didn't quite work out that way now, did it? No. But now they're all butthurt and they're whining and complaining and making excuses as to why their candidate didn't win instead of just accepting it. So let me just say this in closing, and I've said this before, but it bears repeating. All you butthurt liberals out there, the way you feel is the way we felt for 8 years. Karma, baby. All right, we're out of time, but check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.